Practice Test 2, Exercise 3, page 13. Вы услышите интервью с мужчиной об особенностях и различиях в обучении мальчиков и девочек. В заданиях А8-А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую номеру выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Mr. Nixon, tell us some of the differences between the way boys and girls learn.
Well, there are a lot of differences, but we mustn't forget that there are a lot of similarities as well. Boys and girls usually work well together in the classroom because of these similarities and differences. But having said that, there are important differences which we do need to think about. Firstly, for a long time, people have believed that boys are more attracted to practical subjects and sciences, whereas girls like more artistic subjects. Well, this is true, according to our research. Of the school students we spoke to, it was very common for boys to list maths, physics, and chemistry as their favourite subjects. Girls, on the other hand, chose languages, art, and literature as their favourites. Interestingly, when the boys were asked to say why they didn't like a particular subject, they often mentioned that it was a subject for girls, while the girls said that the subject was boring. As for reading, well, girls prefer stories, while boys prefer more practical reading matter. However, although boys would not choose to read stories, if a teacher sat down with them and explained why they should read them, what they would get out of them, then they nearly always learned a lot more. Now, in lessons, it is usually the boys who will take a chance and guess an answer, with the girls holding back more because they are afraid of getting it wrong. This is similar to the different ways in which children use computers. If you give boys and girls a job to do on a computer, it is usually the boys who will experiment and play around to see what the computer can do. Girls usually stick to the task they have been given. We believe that this shows one of the biggest differences. Boys learn in a less direct way. Girls usually learn in a logical, step-by-step way. Girls and women also write differently to boys. Females usually write personal things, using words like I, you, he, she, and we. When we looked at the writing of boys, we found that they more often use words related to objects, like it, the, and that, as well as words referring to numbers, such as many, more, or thousands. When they are asked to write something, girls are usually better at writing what the teacher wanted. Boys need more help with how to write, and they need to do it in stages. And even though girls generally do not like scientific subjects as much as boys do, they still write about them in a better, more organized way. Girls are also often better at languages than boys, although it's not clear why. One thing we have discovered, and this is true for both boys and girls, is that when children are writing something, they will probably write better if they are not writing it in a pressurized situation, such as in an exam, or they are not trying to please a teacher with their work. Students who were asked to write articles for a magazine, for example, not only wrote better than they do at school, but also learned more.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the recording again.
Mr. Nixon, tell us some of the differences between the way boys and girls learn.
Well, there are a lot of differences, but we mustn't forget that there are a lot of similarities as well. Boys and girls usually work well together in the classroom because of these similarities and differences. But having said that, there are important differences which we do need to think about. Firstly, for a long time, people have believed that boys are more attracted to practical subjects and sciences, whereas girls like more artistic subjects. Well, this is true, according to our research. Of the school students we spoke to, it was very common for boys to list maths, physics, and chemistry as their favourite subjects. Girls, on the other hand, chose languages, art, and literature as their favourites. Interestingly, when the boys were asked to say why they didn't like a particular subject, they often mentioned that it was a subject for girls, while the girls said that the subject was boring. As for reading, well, girls prefer stories, while boys prefer more practical reading matter. However, although boys would not choose to read stories, if a teacher sat down with them and explained why they should read them, what they would get out of them, then they nearly always learned a lot more. Now, in lessons, it is usually the boys who will take a chance and guess an answer, with the girls holding back more because they are afraid of getting it wrong. This is similar to the different ways in which children use computers. If you give boys and girls a job to do on a computer, it is usually the boys who will experiment and play around to see what the computer can do. Girls usually stick to the task they have been given. We believe that this shows one of the biggest differences. Boys learn in a less direct way. Girls usually learn in a logical, step-by-step way. Girls and women also write differently to boys. Females usually write personal things, using words like I, you, he, she, and we. When we looked at the writing of boys, we found that they more often use words related to objects, like it, the, and that, as well as words referring to numbers, such as many, more, or thousands. When they are asked to write something, girls are usually better at writing what the teacher wanted. Boys need more help with how to write, and they need to do it in stages. And even though girls generally do not like scientific subjects as much as boys do, they still write about them in a better, more organized way. Girls are also often better at languages than boys, although it's not clear why. One thing we have discovered, and this is true for both boys and girls, is that when children are writing something, they will probably write better if they are not writing it in a pressurized situation, such as in an exam, or they are not trying to please a teacher with their work. Students who were asked to write articles for a magazine, for example, not only wrote better than they do at school, but also learned more.
You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test.